How safe is your data when you're shopping online? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Many Americans hand over volumes of personal data to Amazon. The company knows what we buy, what we consider buying, even who we might be buying things for. And according to a new investigation from Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and Wired, many Amazon employees have exploited access to that customer data. Will Evans is a senior reporter at Reveal, where he's been reporting on this.
When I started this, I was captivated by this idea of the customer service agent who can look up anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I had talked to some of these customer service associates and a manager, and they were telling me about how, you know, their colleagues could look up exes, they could look up celebrities, they could look up pretty much anybody and not get in trouble. And that was pretty wild to me. And one of the roots of the problem is that so many people have access to so much data.
Right, because as you found in your reporting, you know, voyeurism was one way that some people used these tools and this access. But there were some financial motivations and in some cases, criminal motivations.
Oh, yeah. This data is valuable, and access, inside access is valuable, especially when it comes to all the money that's being made on Amazon's marketplace. So the motivation is if you are a dirty seller or a black hat operator who wants to make money, if you find some good inside Amazon employees who are willing to take bribes in exchange for data, that will go a long way in terms of being able to game the system to help your business and crush competitors and sabotage other small businesses. And so that's exactly what was happening.
I have to say that part of your piece really struck me because a couple of years ago, I wrote a bad review of something on Amazon and shortly thereafter started getting email after email after email to my personal account.
Yeah,
asking me to remove my review and offering me money to do so.
Yes, that's it. That's the classic scheme. You know, that is why it's hard to trust reviews. That's what I learned from doing this story. And also, you know, there is no way that they are getting your email other than through nefarious ways, probably through bribery one way or another. It's someone paid someone to pay someone inside of Amazon to get your personal emails, you know, or I mean, it's possible they went through one of these companies that, you know, does some other kinds of data mining to figure it out. But there's no legitimate way of getting your personal email.
How long has the company been aware of these problems?
Well, it goes back years. I mean, I looked at internal communications that went back to 2015. I looked at memos that were going up to pretty high-level executives. We're getting them and getting warnings in 2017 and 2018, and where you'd have these chiefs of security who were saying, you know, we don't even know where all the data is. And that was alarming. Because if you don't know where it is, how do you protect it?
There is a big push at the federal level right now for more regulation of the tech industry, and in particular, even just this week in response to some other reporting as well coming out of Reuters, a push for more privacy regulation. What effect do you think that your reporting is going to have in this larger movement?
Well, I think it should at least provide some knowledge of what was going on inside the company, because when, you know, as the excellent Reuters article pointed out, at the same time the company was lobbying to kill or water down privacy legislation, internally it was really struggling and had people who were tasked with privacy saying, this is a big problem, we don't have a handle on it, we don't know where the data is, we need way more resources, this is a brutal game of whack-a-mole. as one person put it. I mean, that's what was going on. So if the when the company comes back and says, "Don't worry, we got this. Customers trust us. You don't need to regulate us." I mean, that's just not true. That's not what was going on inside the company.
How has this project changed the way that you use Amazon?
Well, to be honest, I have been reporting on Amazon for a while. Mm-hmm. I have also done a bunch of reporting on safety in Amazon warehouses and heard a lot of stories, talked to a lot of warehouse workers who were seriously injured. I mean, life-changing injuries. In order to get packages out as fast as possible. And in doing that reporting, I just realized it was disingenuous for me to be talking to all of these people and caring about their stories and their heartache and still ordering on Amazon. So we stopped doing that.
Will Evans is a senior reporter at Reveal. We asked him about Amazon's response to all this, and he told us the company says these are old problems that don't reflect the current state of security at Amazon, and that the company has a great track record of protecting customer data. And now for some related links. Will's piece will also be in the December-January issue of Wired magazine, and we have a link to where you can read it online now at Reveal on our website, marketplacetech.org. We also have a link to that Reuters story Will and I were discussing. It's one of a multi-part series they're doing on Amazon, including an investigation into the company's efforts to get around regulations meant to protect small businesses in India, and a story alleging Amazon preferenced its own products on its platform in India and sometimes copied the merchandise of businesses selling on the site. Here in the U.S., members of Congress are pushing dozens of bills to regulate the tech industry, including Amazon. Many of those specifically deal with privacy. The International Association of Privacy Professionals keeps a list, and we'll have a link to that on our website. Although none of the privacy bills at the federal level have made it through Congress yet. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Stephanie Hughes produce our show. Becca Weinman is our engineer. And farewell to Jody Becker, who's been working as our senior producer and is heading off to her next endeavor. Thanks so much, Jody. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.